intertextual.
That was a record scratch by way of a zipper on a tablet case and first ever mid-introduction interruption. And you are now going to get a prologue to a prologue. So just me episode, and this episode is comprised of the aforementioned other prologue that I am now previewing, and then three other sections. Those three other sections are the state of the show. The show has been on a little bit of a hiatus, and both the prologue in the main part of the episode and me introducing that and talking about this now is just due to the fact that there's been a gap in when I recorded that, and well, recorded it a few times and all sorts of madness that was talked about and you'll be hearing very, very shortly. But there has been a hiatus in the show, which I am, you know, sincerely sorry for. End of the day, and I think the episode kind of hits on this point, is that I want the show to be as good as it possibly can. So I think that, you know, for my sake and everything that I've been working on with the show and otherwise and life and balance and all that, it was probably a necessary thing. And I know that as strong as the show was, I talk about in the state of the show how awesome the episodes in 2025 have been, and obviously at any other point in time, just fantastic guests. I think this little break is going to help me retool a little bit. There are going to be some changes, maybe not changes that will significantly alter the experience of what you're listening to, but some of these cosmetic things I think are going to help me get over the hurdles of some of the hesitations that I'm having, and that's going to be kind of hard to describe until they actually happen, and then I describe them then. So, again, the show is going to be that introduction, there's a prologue, and state of the show, which kind of work in tandem a little bit. And then there is a section on show notes. I really like crafting show notes for each of the guests. And then there is a section on kind of genre in board games and video games, thinking about roguelites and Metroidvanias. And yeah, so there's stuff about games in there. There's just reflections on the show. I don't think it's terribly long. I know that I apologize, which I'm just conditioned to apologize for, you know, too many things, and those apologies inherently are going to make the show then longer too. But hey, if you bear with me, you can kind of hop into the mind space a little bit, and I think there's some enjoyment in there too, and you know, ultimately just reflecting on some of the awesome things that have been happening and some awesome things to come. So I think that's about it. This is Show Noteception.
Experience.
Hello and welcome to Intertextual Cardboard Experience, where you're getting hit with a double dose of bad. A just me episode, a vodcast, so to say, and the fact that we've been on a little bit of a delay, so my apologies for that. But before getting into things, oftentimes make the promise of these being short, and well, that's the goal for this, and there are actually going to be some things that I'm doing to ensure it's brevity as well. So just a little bit of an intro and then a few sections, but I'll talk about that in just a minute. So in adhering to wanting to do my best or making things that make sense for the show, I've actually recorded this solo episode. This is going to be the third time now, which brings up a lot of questions. You know, why didn't I just edit or tweak or whatever? And we'll just kind of, you know, go go behind the scenes or pull back the curtain just for 1 second. And then, like I said, I'll kind of talk about this particular show for a bit. But yeah, I made a comment on the epilogue of the episode with Candace Harris that I was going to probably create a show about show notes. And I did. I actually liked that episode. It was 36 minutes, I think. So not as brief as this one is scheduled to be. But, the words I said, the way I kind of worked through the thoughts and just the flow and everything worked out well. But it would have been released basically like 2 days within when I was planning on releasing the episode with Carl Robinson. And then just some of the things I said wouldn't have made sense, or they would have made sense, but like the timing and the back-to-backness would have been too quick. So if I released the self-recorded episode afterwards, then it wouldn't have made sense. So I just kind of like binned it and was like, you know what, I'll try it again. I know things are a little slow, communication, my brain, and everything like that. Haven't been having me making the most. So I was like, whatever, I'll do it again. And in this little pause from the show, I'll release that solo episode. So I tried it again, and I was like, okay, with the experience in, with everything done, I'll be able to get it done quicker and everything will be great. And I more or less recorded the same episode, but it was like 54 minutes. It was wild. I mean, I do know what happened, and I'll kind of explain that for one second, like right now. And I had the general same overview. So this is an interview-based podcast, so this is the process part. And for each guest, I hope it's pretty obvious that I take my time to come up with a format or questions or both or anything like that that is extremely specific to each guest and trying to create a fun variety of what's going on and just unique setups, fun question, and then just like allowing the creator, whoever I have and however they create, just shine and talk about things that they like. That's ultimately my goal. So with that being said, these vodcast episodes, I like them personally because I can kind of just reflect. And even if this is my third try and I'm binning an hour and a half worth of me rambling and staring at the screen at myself and doing this in like kind of like a weird existential ish way, like I don't really mind that too much. I've scrapped other episodes too, and again, I'm good with it. I think it's a diary of sorts. It's a little more ephemeral in the fact that, well, sure, I could grab an old audio file and listen to it, but I really don't want to. And again, it kind of brings up the question, like, why don't I just record in a way that I can go back and like tweak it and edit it and everything like that? And I mean, that's a good question. But for the sake of these, I kind of want them to just feel conversational too. Me interrogating myself and my thoughts and not really having a ton of ability to kind of plan for it. I have maybe here, let's highlight the bullet points that I've set up for this episode, 34 words. So no script, just a few bullet points, and yeah, I think the goal is just to kind of capture that bit. If I was reading something, you could tell. I think that's pretty obvious, and there's nothing wrong with that. Scripting stuff is probably, well, it's definitely going to be something I'm doing in future projects and future ways, maybe some videos and stuff like that, but yeah, that's really about it. So in the last episode that I recorded of this, and the reason that it went long, I worked through a lot of the same thoughts, but the industry and the world and the country I live in, everything's been, super tumultuous and, scary, and people are getting laid off. Costs of everything is rising. The board game industry is in a tough spot, and in regards to having the knowledge to be able to comment on that, like I don't have it. I feel as if, like, I don't know. I just want to do what I can, and having, like a podcast with kind of like cheeriness and talking to these creators who are being, directly affected, and I not don't have any games like synced up to any publishers, but being this in this role, and being somebody who is working on like design and thinking about things, like, yeah, I'm not, I mean, like, no position to, again, this is why that last one went like super crazy, is because I like tried to interject these thoughts like a few different times, and just like some of the struggles of my thought process behind the show, and not like wanting to ask people come on and be like, oh, hey, how's everything going, when that obvious answer is that things are going poorly. And yeah, I like really struggled to get those thoughts out. I'm struggling to get those thoughts out here. So, I guess the short of all this, so that this can be the episode I promised, is that, there's been kind of like a lot on my mind in regards to the way things are going, and the way I want to like approach the show and help and continue to support, creators, people that I'm like becoming friends with and getting to know throughout the course of this podcast, which is, absolutely fantastic. Like, I really couldn't be more appreciative of the people who have taken their time to come on and talk with me. Just the lines of communication that have been created through that, maintaining friendships and everything like that. It's just been, yeah, it's been more than I could like imagine from the beginning, and more than I can ask for. And I just kind of want to think about not the way that this show will necessarily shift, but the way that the show won't brush that under the rug, so to say. So I don't know. That's kind of like where my head's at. Part of the struggles of creating the second version of this episode, part of the struggles of just like, what I'm thinking about in general, too. So yeah, let's get into it. For the sake of brevity, I was like, you know what? I have tried this. Now this will be my third time, and I've broken my goal, time goal, definitely on that last one. The first one, like I said, was pretty good. So I want to impose something on myself that would be similar to like the setup that I would have for a guest. So I have three sections. One of them is state of the show, and I kind of comment on that, so I hopefully can get through that in this allotted time, and some more support and communication and all that. That's section one of three. Section two of three is going to be show notes, which is kind of the feature section, and then the third section, the last one, is thinking about this idea of getting back into games. So I've talked about the ease of playing games previously, but I've been thinking a lot about, video game genres, video game adaptations, and the crossover between video games and board games, and like how some of those genres exist. And I've been thinking about that in relation to getting back into games. So it's going to be short. All these sections are going to be short, and it's going to be more of an introduction of hopefully something that can come out in future talks with other people, so it's not just me rambling on about them, but it's going to be a short case study of a few things in order to just kind of like put those ideas out there and hopefully explore them. I feel like a lot of times I've done a pretty good job of tossing something out and then being able to follow back on it with guests in the future then too. So, yeah, I feel like I'm already getting lost in my segues and transitions a little bit, but each of those sections, I'm going to give myself a timer of 5 minutes. So I might honestly start off with the TLDR up front and then explain as much as I can. And then once that timer goes off, if I have anything further to say, I'll kind of get the final couple sentences out on it. But whew, okay, I'm afraid because I know how long I've talked about these in the previous episodes, and it was definitely more than 5 minutes. If we're doing the math, 53, we'll just say 50. Say I introduced episode, and then each one I probably talked about for more than like 15 minutes. So taking that deep breath, I'm gonna take a sip of this tea. We can collectively inhale and shake off some of that anxiety that I'm like infusing into this episode. All right, 5 minutes on the clock, ready and timing myself. Okay, state of the show and support and communication. So the biggest thing that I'm going to start with here is that I'm beyond happy with the state of the show. I wrote down the number somewhere, but I'm pretty sure that there were, 20 guest episodes in 2024, which is wild. That's not quite as much as the goal of having every other week, but it's, with the way that I do create the show, I mentioned from the onset, I think if I were to go back and listen to episode zero or look at some of my notes, is that I want this to be very experiential. So not trying to force anything, and knowing that sometimes I'm talking to people across the world, or sometimes I want to be able to play a game or watch a show or, read a book or do whatever before kind of even reaching out to talk to various guests. It puts a pause on some things. I don't want to just like create something without the thoughtfulness of it existing fully formed or as fully formed as I can for that point in time. So 20 guest episodes, super happy with that. 2025 has been like a little slow. This is going to be released mid-April.
Thursday, May 1st.
And in 2025, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes. So technically, including this one, there'd be more than one a month, but still definitely not on par with that bi-weekly goal. But if we're taking a look at them, at the beginning of the year, the first episode, we had Cole Worley, then Marceline Lyman, then Candace Harris, and then most recently, Carl Robinson. And all four of those episodes were absolutely fantastic. Just couldn't be, more proud of them. Couldn't be more proud of just like all of them. And again, it's not like just being proud of myself. It's just being thankful and gracious that all these awesome people have come on the show to share their stories and insights and passion. And that's I can like borrow from that and just go. And that makes me really gracious and excited. And just to kind of cut myself a little bit of a break too, I did end off 2024 with two episodes in back-to-back weeks, so December 23rd and 30th with Matthew Dunstan and Daniel Newman. So in the past, 4-ish month, there's been a good amount, and a lot of those episodes were really long as well. So cool. Cool stuff. Again, I think I explained. I don't want it to be rushed. Things have been like a little tough, and I feel like my intro mentioned some of the struggles with where my head's at, just work and like returning to a job, and scheduling trouble with that, and just, I don't know, kind of like where I've been at and the amount of stuff I've been able to get done in order to reach out has been at a little bit of a pause. Trying to think what else, but yeah, I want to, make the best and deliver the best I can, especially for the sake of the guest, and well, sake of you, listener. If you, I feel like you would know, then too. All right. Speaking of, I talked about one of those three things: state of the show and support and communication. I got like a minute left, so for support, the biggest one is definitely just listening. I couldn't be more appreciative of guests, and I couldn't be more appreciative of you, the listeners. If you share with friends, that's fantastic. If you go to your listening platforms and like this, write reviews, that would be so wonderful. If you want to reach out, I used to have a feedback form, and shrinking my comments on that, that's kind of gone. It existed in my outro, and it didn't really exist in the show notes for quite some time. So just reach out via email. I think there'll be specific things that I ask communication on, perhaps even some of the thoughts regarding my show notes, which I'm going to be bringing up very, very soon. And yeah, any monetary support, I might have a couple options. Speaking of things that I've kind of been behind on, I'm in like the final 5 seconds. I made a game, and I'll try to make sure that. Oh, that was really loud. I don't think you'd be able to hear that because it was went off in my headphones, but that was long. So I made a game. And if you don't want to just like give me money for support on the Buy Me a Coffee link, you could just give the drive-through cards money to buy my game Oversized Sandwich. There's currently one game on BoardGameGeek that uses that deck. There are two games created that use that deck, and there's going to be four total. And I did all the art. I spent a lot of time on it. If you've listened to the show, you may have heard it mentioned in some capacity that it went to Indie Games Night Market. And I've had a lot of fun making it. And if you buy the deck, you could support me and you could get a game. Like I mentioned, the Buy Me a Coffee thing exists. And I might have future opportunities, but there's no need to speak on those as we are wrapped up. Okay. Whew. That was pretty good. I think maybe like a minute more, I got my thoughts out. So one of three done. Technically, like two of four, because I did a lot of the rambling at that start. We are over halfway done. So now I'm going to be clicking on the timer for the main topic. This is click and go, an episode about show notes. And the coincidence here is that this episode really isn't going to have a ton of show notes. So starting with the abbreviated message and working from there is I spend quite a bit of time on making the show notes. A, because I like it. They're fun. It's kind of a creative challenge. And B, I feel as if going into that previous note about trying to create the best product I can for the guests, I just really want to give as much recognition and length and thoughtfulness into creating the show notes for the guests. And it's something that's been on my mind more, so I feel like the quality of them has definitely increased even. And I'm sure I could click through and different episodes may have received different amount of attention. Sometimes I feel like the episodes, I don't know, I feel like all the episodes speak for themselves super well, but just depending on where my headspace is, especially for going back into like middle of 2024, if I were to click on a couple of them or something like that, I'm sure the length might differ. But on the whole, I really try to put a lot of time and care into making them, clever, or funny, or just entertaining to read. So if you read them, I really appreciate that. If you haven't read them, I'd highly suggest checking them out. Right now they're set up in a way that you can access different topics within the conversation, and I don't know if my timestamps are necessarily perfect for like the breakdown. Sometimes maybe a section will be 5 minutes, maybe a section will be 35 minutes. It all really kind of depends. But I think on the whole, if you're listening to something and you wanted to potentially find that topic, the show notes and the timestamps I provide there could lead you to a general area. I'm sure you could actually probably pull up like the transcript. A lot of these apps have that. So if you wanted to control F and search for it, maybe that would help you out even more. Another note that I'm thinking about with show notes is kind of like the main change. And I've mentioned before on one of my solo shows the idea of like giving credit to designers or the general design team. And I always kind of wish that I could go into it more as well. But within like the context of a regular guest episode where maybe I'm just asking what game is on a designer's mind, or we're talking about this topic and something pops up, it's not a review show. So it's not like I've set up with this guest and we're going to talk about our five favorite games, about our five abstracts. We'll just say that as a topic, and then kind of like have our thoughts prepped on those five favorite abstracts. And then I think bringing up the designer, artist, publisher, graphic designer, and again, I kind of always wish like to be able to add more, wouldn't like make sense in a conversation or like the way that it exists within my show. But you know, if I ever talk about games specifically within one of these solo casts, it'd make more sense because I could take that time to do it. And furthermore, one of the things that I did with one of the more recent episodes, well, technically the most recent episode that I mentioned with Carl Robinson, designer of Kelp, was we talked about different types of fun or different things that games are doing. And in those show notes, I had like a Google Doc that has all the links to the BGG pages. And I'm thinking of doing something like that moving forward. So kind of like pulling every game that had been mentioned and just throwing that on a Google Doc, because the way that my show notes exist now, if I were to like put them in the show notes, all the games, I feel like it's just going to get way too long to the point where I know that the character count is going to get used up. So I'll try to make sure that every game that's mentioned, I can really like highlight in this Google Doc. I'm at 5 seconds. I'm going to pause it so that thing doesn't like blast in my ear again. And then I'm just going to finish up my thought there. And my final thought with the show notes is that I feel like if I were to timestamp all the games mentioned, it just wouldn't really make any sense. So the topics of conversation and the way that those are broken up on the whole, I think makes sense. The short of it is I want to be able to like spotlight the designers in these show notes, but I also just want to like be able to call out any games that organically came up in the conversation without having it be confusing. And I think the Google Doc is the way. So tying in the first two topics as I'm wrapping up, if you have thoughts on any of this, reach out. My email is in the show notes. I've got all my information in the show notes. So if you got thoughts, reach out. I really just want to like push communication and be in contact with people. Okay, cool. We're doing pretty well. Maybe some things are getting chopped off. We're going so fast, I don't even know what I'm chopping off or what I'm saying at this point. Just kidding. I kind of know what I'm saying. At least I hope so. Okay, 5 minutes back on the clock. Another deep breath. This is to the finish. So, the final thing that I was thinking about, and again, I just kind of wanted to talk about games a little bit. If you're just listening to me, well, previously 50 something minutes, now shrunk. I think with the time goals, I think I've got it. Anyway, getting off track. I want to talk about games. Obviously, this is a show that's centered based on board games and things that those board games connect to, and it's just allows me to reflect on anything and come up with connections, and that's fun. That's what I really like to do. But I'm a gamer in more than a board game sense, and you know, unfortunately, a lot of my board game time and video game time has shrunk. But I've been thinking about then being able to get back into games. So if I haven't been able to play for 2 months, or whatever it is, a game, and I want to like hop back into it, I think that is a nice feature. It's not the end all be all of what makes me want to play a game, but I do know that if push comes to shove and I have 20 minutes to play a game, I'm probably going to then, default towards one that I know I can play in 20 minutes. I know that I don't have to spend 20 minutes relearning or learning how to play. And that's kind of nice. And, I've been thinking about that, thinking about being able to like leave games up and just poke away at longer, more quote unquote, well, we'll just say longer, not substantial, but longer playing games. And I should probably just do that. But a lot of things are in disarray over here. You cannot see the webcam, which is good, but might pop up in a video. Who knows? Anyway, I'm getting off course with myself again. And I think the games that I like to play a lot of Metroidvanias and a lot of roguelites. And I think that roguelites lend themselves to this pretty well. So I've talked about Hades at least once. We'll call it a top three video game for me of all time. Maybe one day I'll sit down and really iron that out. But I, the other day, just when I was thinking about this, I hopped back and played it. And, I went from some like 30 something heat to a smaller heat just to not have it be completely ridiculous. And I didn't beat my run, but I did well. And I was happy with where I got to. Maybe you could argue that, or one could say, hey, I don't want to hop back into a game like that because it's going to mess up my stats. Sure. But that's something that, you're thinking about. I could understand that argument for sure. So for me though, like the ability to like go in and be comfortable and, play that game and do as well as I feel like I could have at that point in time, was great. I've started playing Dead Cells, the video game. I previously had it on console forever ago, and now mostly everything I do is on my Steam Deck, and so I made sure that I got it, and I've been playing it on Steam a little bit. And tough game. I'm as the genre would kind of be so inclined to have you do. I'm dying a lot and kind of slowly getting better, not just in like the upgrades, but also in my skill as well. And yeah, I'm just like appreciative of that. But thinking about like Metroidvanias, one game that I put a lot of time into, like 60, 70 hours, kind of like didn't get to end game with it because I was trying to do a lot of the side quests was Hollow Knight. I like that game. It's extremely well loved, and I understand that love and acclaim. I really got sucked into it, but there are a couple of these like side quests that I got tripped up on, and I shelved it. Okay, so I'm trying to beat like this side boss, or I'm trying to beat this side challenge, or whatever it is, and my like lack of ability to do so like a few times has put it away. And then every time like I think about coming back, I'm like, okay, well this is like such a big world where your knowledge of the map and all these different things is kind of integral to your play. Like, sure, could I do it? And maybe could I even get to like the end game, which I'm pretty sure I can. Okay, timer is going off right now. Get to that end game and just potentially beat it. I don't know how challenging that would be. Like, yeah, I could probably do that, but I feel like in that version, I wouldn't really be playing the game the way that I had been playing it in any capacity. And I don't know, it's just like put me off from playing it. So yeah, it's kind of like where I'm at. The timer did go off. I just wanted to, I guess, let's just bring up a couple of the board games that I've been thinking about. One of them I haven't played, but it's been on my mind because I've been playing the video game a bit too, is the Slay the Spire, the board game. Every time that I've done this episode now, the overall rank keeps rising. So 2024 smash hit Slay the Spire, the board game. by designers Gary Dworsky, Anthony Giovannetti, Casey Yano, artist Bruce Bernice, Jose David Lanzo, Cibrian, and Annalise Dorda, published by Contention Games, has been getting so much love. One of my friends has been playing it and sends me a lot of pictures. So now I'm heading and hopping on playing Slay the Spire on Steam and then sending pictures back of that. And yeah, I just think that's like a really interesting adaptation. I hope to be able to play it and provide some words. I know that there are a lot of reviewers and podcasters who have chatted about it, so maybe in the show notes, one of the things I'll link is some of their thoughts, because it seems like the things that people are liking about Slay the Spire, the board game, is the fact that you can do it multiplayer. Obviously, the video game is a solo only experience, and the way that they made some of the tweaks to make, playing the physical production more manageable, and due to the fact that deck building is a board game mechanic that's gotten adapted to video games, and now in this instance is going from like a board game genesis for the creation of the like deck building pull to create an extremely wildly popular Slay the Spire video game, and it's now being like grabbed back. It's like an interesting thought, so that's why it's been on my mind. And I mentioned Dead Cells, and the reason I started playing Dead Cells, the video game, again, is because I was playing Dead Cells, the roguelite board game, designed by Antoine Bauza, Corentin Lebrat, Ludovic Malblanc, and Theo Rivieri, artists Laure de Chateauberg, Xavier Gnifi Durin, Robin Lagafun, and Paul Verite. Published by Scorpion Masqué. That's been on Board Game Arena. And so, again, we're bringing up all sorts of thoughts in these. Well, now, over time, I'm probably pushing like 4 or 5 minutes in this overtime. Anyway, I talked about Board Game Arena. I'm thinking about board game, video game, like crossovers. And I'm thinking about also with the aforementioned Hollow Knight, how I'm trying to like play video games and board games differently now, and just really trying to dive into them and not look at any sort of information for them online. And I know that obviously my mentioning of Hollow Knight shows that there are certain things that I did, kind of like look up to make sure I didn't trigger the end game, just so I could get as much of the game experience before going there. A lot of thoughts, a lot of things on my mind with that. But the Dead Cells, a roguelite board game, is one that I played a decent amount on Board Game Arena for a little bit, and it looks like just recently they released some more content on that. And yeah, I don't know. It's just really interesting because I mentioned Slay the Spire, the board game, where I would have to assume that the experience is going to be quite similar. And this one, like, and not necessarily a bad way, the experience is not the same. Playing Dead Cells, the video game, especially the way I want to play it, just going through as kind of quickly as I can. I think that's the way that I see avoiding damage, is just by inflicting that pain. And yeah, just like the setup for the board game is quite a bit different. So yeah, again, I enjoyed it. I actually think it works really well on Board Game Arena, especially if you've got like a friend that you like doing asynchronous stuff with. I'm sure it'd work live well too. You can kind of just make some decisions, but maybe expanding on those thoughts and thoughts on both or this genre crossover is something that I wind up doing more in the future. Okay, so that one was by far the most overtime of the three sections. The other ones were probably about like 6 minutes pop, and I feel like I've delivered on not my promise, but on my goals pretty well. If I were to take a guess, I didn't even look when this thing started. Let's say a half hour. I know I over apologize. I overthink the amount of time that these have, and I think that idea of just kind of like overthinking and being bogged down and just like struggling, that's like a very real thing. And I just yeah, I don't know. Just been like trying to take like the most natural pause and think about the show and moving forward with it, because the state of the show note did show how happy I was with the show. I am happy with the show. I do apologize for any delays. If you look to receiving the show, and well, first off, you're stuck with me. Sorry, and thank you. Secondly, I just really appreciate it, and I want I'm looking forward to a lot of things that are coming. I know a lot of the ones that are, and that's about it. So thanks a ton. This was something. I'll listen back. I think it works. All right.
Intertextual Cardboard Experience, the most noteworthy podcast about board games and any other text that they connect to. Thank you so much for spending your time here. Your support through listening to this podcast means everything to the show's success. If you enjoyed the project, consider giving us a rating or review and sharing it with any other people in your life you would feel would like it as well. Any further support, such as sending an email to say hey, following some of the show's social media accounts, or contributing any monetary support to help pay for some necessary subscriptions would be greatly appreciated. All of that information can be found in the show notes. Until next time, keep playing, watching, reading, listening, experiencing.